Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times. This is the program where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. It's so nice to have you here once again for the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. The big bands, the great singers, and not just from yesterday, but from today, too. Those modern-day torchbearers who keep alive the tradition of the great songs. Well, coming up on this weekend's show, it's Spring Songs Part 2. We had so many leftover spring records from last week, we decided to do it again. And, of course, we have the countdown, and today it comes from the first weekend of May in 1941. Well, come on in and make yourself comfortable for the next couple of hours, as we are underway.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. Hey, and also today it's our 20th anniversary. Yeah, Seems Like Old Times premiered this weekend in 2006. So we're noting the occasion. I might do something small today, but nothing extravagant, just our regular format. So let's begin. We start on the countdown from this weekend in 1941. And we're using the bestsellers chart from Billboard magazine, and there's three entries from Tommy Dorsey's orchestra today, starting at number 10, featuring Frank Sinatra, Do I Worry?
Shadows creep. Do I lose any sleep over you? Do I worry? You can bet your life I do. Stay home every night and read my magazines. Am I frantic 'cause we've lost the spark? Is there panic when it starts turning dark? And when evening shadows creep, do I lose any sleep over you? Do I worry? You can bet your life I do.
The Tommy Dorsey Orchestra featuring 25-year-old Frank Sinatra along with the Pied Pipers and Do I Worry at number 10 this weekend in 1941, coming down from its peak of number 4. The group was also at number 9 with a not-so-lucky song, Everything Happens to Me. ¶¶
black cats creep across my path until I'm almost mad. I must have roused the devil's wrath, 'cause all my luck is bad. I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to give a party, but the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. So I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned, sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. I've never drawn a sweepstake or a bank night at a show. I thought perhaps this time I'd won, but Lady Luck said no. And though it breaks my heart, I'm not surprised to see you go. Everything happens to me. Everything happens to me.
Well, I guess it's not always that great being Frank Sinatra. According to record number 9 this week in 1941, Everything Happens to Me. But being the number one big band male singer in the country kind of makes up for it. Everything Happens to Me was spending its only week on the charts, but it was the fifth top 10 of the year for the orchestra led by the 35-year-old Tommy Dorsey. Well, this first weekend of May 1941, the President of the United States is Franklin Roosevelt, Henry Wallace is the Vice President, and the population is 133 million. And while we're at peace here in the USA, seems like the entire rest of the world is at war. It's a full-fledged war in Europe, and here it's a raging debate over whether we should be involved too. Many say yes, just as many say no. The memory of World War I still lingers, but really, we're already involved. Back in October, the first peacetime draft began. We've ramped up our military production, and just this week the first defense bonds and saving stamps go on sale to help fund the production of military equipment. And we're helping out the Allies in Europe. The Senate passed the Lend-Lease Act on March 8th. 3 days later, President Roosevelt signed it into law.
This decision is the end of any attempts at appeasement in our land, the end of urging us to get along with dictators, the end of compromise with tyranny and the forces of oppression. And the urgency is now. We believe firmly that when our production output is in full swing, the democracies of the world will be able to prove that dictatorships cannot win. But now the time element is of supreme importance. Every plane, every other instrument of war, old and new, every instrument that we can spare now, we will send overseas, because that is the common sense of strategy.
President Roosevelt from back in March on the Lend-Lease Act, which effectively ends our pretense of neutrality here in 1941. And now back to the countdown. Here's Xavier Cugat at number 8 with Perfidia. Xavier Cugat, Barcelona-born, raised in Havana. With his first top 10 record in 2 years, that was Perfidia. It was recorded back in 1939 and holding spot number 8 this weekend, down from its high of number 3 here in the spring of 1941.
Are you finding it hard to concentrate on your work these days? Then here's a suggestion for a quick cure. Get out in your car and go. But first, make sure your car is cured of its spring fever, too. Get that lazy, logy, winter-weary feeling out of your car with Pure Oil's complete bumper-to-bumper changeover service. Every car needs all these services to get set for summer driving, and your nearest Pure Oil dealer is the man to do the job right. You'll save time and money by putting your car in shape for summer the Pure Oil way, and you can get something for yourself besides. Pure Oil dealers are now offering a bargain as a bonus with their bumper-to-bumper changeover service. It's a fitted picnic hamper, a $2 retail value for only 98 cents with the changeover. See your Pure Oil dealer for details on how to get it at his station.
Who remembers the Pure Oil Company with their white and blue signs? It was sold to Union Oil of California in the mid-60s. Well, let's give you a bonus record from this weekend in 1941. The song Just a Little Bit South of North Carolina had just started getting played on radio, and one of the recorded versions was by the Gene Krupa Band. Thank you.
just a little bit south of North Carolina. That's where I long to be, in a little brown shack in South Carolina. Someone waits for me in each letter he says. The weather's fine, the folks are feeling great. The garden looks grand and the red rose vine is clinging to the gate. Just a little bit south of North Carolina. That's where my thoughts all stray, to the one I love best in South Carolina. I'm going back someday, I can hardly wait to see the face of the one I idolize. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, I'll find paradise.
Gene Krupa's orchestra with vocals from Anita O'Day, and just a little bit south of North Carolina. That was the 10th most played song on radio this weekend, according to Billboard's survey. And Gene Krupa's version would top out at number 9 on the sales chart. It's May of 1941, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we've brought back the stack of spring records. Actually, we never put them away. Actually, I never put them away. They've been sitting right there on the table all week long, so it's part two of our springtime celebration. And it begins with Claude Thornhill.
Thank you. spring will be a little late this year, a little late arriving in my lonely world over here. For you have left me, and where is our April of old? Yes, you have left me, and winter continues cold, as if to say, spring will be a little snow to start, a little slow reviving that music it made in my heart. Yes, time heals all things, so I needn't cling to this fear. It's merely that a little late this year. As time heals all things, so I needn't cling to this fear. It's merely that spring will be a little late.
Spring will be a little late this year. That's Polly Bergen, accompanied by Frank Duvall's orchestra from her 1960 album, Four Seasons of Love. And we also had the Claude Thornhill Band doing Rustle of Spring. That was a 1941 record. Now, I mentioned this last week. The Old Farmer's Almanac says it is a good rule not to commence house cleaning in the spring until the trees are in full leaf. So if anybody's pushing you into doing some chores, well, just say, huh, sorry, trees aren't in full leaf yet. Well, good luck with that. Here's Fats Waller doing a little spring cleaning.
That ain't the cleaner. It is. Yes, yes. I'll polish the leaves, make them green again, shake out the trees. She's seen again. Spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Sweep out the nook, down in Lover's Lane, turn on the brook, make it run again. Spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Dust off the wintry bowers, wash them off with April showers, cover them with fragrant flowers, shine up the silvery moon, cause you and I have a rendezvous under the sky, like we used to do, spring cleaning, get ready for love. Thank you.
No, lady, we can't haul your ashes for 25 cents. That's bad business. But I'll tell you what we do. Dust off the wintry bowers. Wash them out with April showers. Cover them with fragrant flowers. Shine up the moon above. Cause you and I have a rendezvous under the sky. Like bees to spring cleaning. Get ready for love. Yes, yes. Yeah, that's the real cleaner. Vacuum.
From 1937, Fats Waller and Spring Cleaning. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 85 years to May of 1941. Well, what's new in our world? Well, there's FM radio. The first FM station went on the air in Nashville, Tennessee on March 1st. March 17th in Washington, D.C., the National Gallery of Art is officially opened by President Roosevelt. March 22nd, Grand Coulee Dam in Washington State begins to generate electricity. And just this week, new at the grocery store, the breakfast cereal called Cheerios. It's from General Mills. We know it as Cheerios. And as I mentioned earlier, defense bonds and defense savings stamps went on sale earlier this week, and the president bought the first one.
The outward and visible tokens of partnership through sacrifice will be the possession of these defense bonds and defense savings stamps, which are at the same time a guarantee of our future security. Fellow Americans, I ask you to demonstrate again your faith in America by joining me in investing in the new defense savings bonds and stamps. And I know that you will help.
We're financing a war that we're not in. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Here in the spring of 1941. And on the countdown this week, we're up to number 7. Here's the Waltz King, Wayne King, and his orchestra with Intermezzo.
Thank you.
Record number 7 this weekend in 1941, Intermezzo. That's the Wayne King Orchestra. Now, the star of the record was violinist Herb Miska, and that was featured in the recent motion picture of the same name starring Ingrid Bergman. It peaked at number 5, making it the biggest hit in 2 years for the 40-year-old King from Savannah, Illinois, who played football briefly for the Canton Bulldogs. Then turned to music. He played saxophone with Paul Whiteman, and then started his own orchestra. Well, here's another bonus hit from this weekend in 1941. Completely different from Intermezzo. This is the Al Donahue Orchestra. With Dee Keating at the microphone, this is the Wise Old Owl. A few weeks ago, the Wise Old Owl made it on the Billboard sales chart. It's not on there this week, but it is number 2 on your hit parade. That's Al Donahue's orchestra with the vocals by the raven-haired songbird Dee Keating. Also today, it's part 2 of Spring Songs. We didn't get enough last week. And here's Ella with the Chick Webb Orchestra.
I feel so lazy, can't do a thing. My mind is hazy, just like a smoke ring. Of nothing but lying in the hay. I got the spring fever blue. The sun is shining right in my room. I feel like I was a man in the moon. I'm riding high on the clouds way up above. I got the spring fever blue. I wish that spring were back again to satisfy my lazy end. I miss those days of dreaming, if birds were nesting in the trees and leaves were swaying with the breeze. My heart would keep on beaming, oh, oh, oh. I hope the south wind blows past my door and leaves me someone whom I can adore. I think of nothing but love and romance. I got the spring fever blues, I mean. I've got the spring fever blues. that spring we're back again to satisfy my lazy yen. I miss those days of dreaming. If birds were nestling in the trees, at least we'd swing with the breeze. My heart would keep on beaming, whoa, whoa. I hope the south wind blows past my door and leaves me someone whom I can adore. I think of nothing but love and romance. I've got the spring fever blues, I mean. I've got the spring fever blues.
Touch your hand and my arms grow strong, like a pair of birds that burst with song. My eyes look down at your lovely face, and I hold the world in my younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me, gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you to me. And when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I, angel and lover, heaven and earth am I. Lover, heaven and earth, am I with you?
Younger Than Springtime, that's Gordon McRae, a 1949 recording of the South Pacific Song, with the arrangement and orchestra from Paul Weston. And before that, from 1936, Ella Fitzgerald with the Chick Webb Band, I Got the Spring Fever Blues. And we are rejoicing in spring fever today on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, our stroll down memory lane takes us back to the first weekend of May in 1941. And in radio news, the Federal Communications Commission, on a divided vote, has approved drastic anti-monopoly regulations that would force NBC to sell or disband its Blue Network. The commission's majority is convinced that the broadcasting industry has monopolized restricted radio facilities to the detriment of the public and to the enrichment of a few men. They say it opens up the field to competition. Those who dissented were vigorously opposed and branded the new rules as menacing the freedom of radio and conducive to anarchy within the industry. Well, this Sunday afternoon, we listen to the Blue Network with the Moylan Sisters, followed by Olivio Centero, the Teenage Yodeler. Then at 5:30, it's quickly over to Mutual for The Shadow. Now, NBC's Red Network has the top three soap operas, Ma Perkins, The O'Neills, and Pepper Young's Family. In the afternoons for the kids, it's Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Then in primetime, some new shows we like include Bulldog Drummond, Inner Sanctum Mysteries, Duffy's Tavern, and Hollywood Premiere with Luella Parsons. Thursday night, we're most likely on NBC Red, with a lineup of Frank Morgan and Fanny Bryce, the Aldrich Family, Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall, and finish up with Rudy Valley. Sunday nights, we get the top two shows, Jack Benny at 7, Bergen and McCarthy at 8. And on Tuesday night, it's Bob Hope, preceded by Fibber McGee and Molly. And this week, Fibber gets stuck in a newly paved street.
Is somebody coming to get me out of this? Who'd you call?
Well, first Mr. Gildersleeve and I called the Commissioner of Streets.
Uh-huh.
And he referred us to the Department of Health.
Department of Health?
Yeah, he said it wasn't healthy to stand there in the street night and day.
Well, what did the health department say?
Well, they referred us to the license commissioner because they said you were making an exhibition of yourself.
Yeah, and the license commissioner sent us to the Board of Education.
Dad, granted, what's the Board of Education got to do with this?
Well, they said they teach you to stay off freshly paved streets.
Joined by Harold Perry as Gildersleeve, that was Jim and Marion Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly from This Week in 1941. Now we catch Kay Kaiser's College Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. And the old professor has record number 6 this week, Alexander the Swoose.
Half swan.
My, oh my.
Half goose.
Woe is me.
Alexander is a swoose.
Harry Babbitt as the Swoose, and later, Ginny, Jack, and Max.
Swoose, swoose, Alexander is a swoose, 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 Alexander is a swoose, half swan, half goose, Alexander is a swoose.
Here comes little Alexander, what a funny looking gander, he's half swan and he's half goose, ha ha ha, he's just a swoose. Come here, Swoosie, and tell us your troubles.
Oh, Mother, Mother, Mother Goose, why am I not like Brother Goose? The other geese just laugh at me and call me a catastrophe.
Swoos, swoos, Alexander is a swoos, swoos, swoos. Alexander is a swoos, half swan, half goose.
Alexander is a swoos.
Oh, half a swan, half a goose. Alexander is a silly swoos.
Whenever they play hide and seek, I hide my head cause I'm a freak. They say my pappy was a swan, a good for nothing vagabond.
Swoos, swoos, Alexander is a swoos, 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 Alexander is a swoos.
Half swan,
half a goose, Alexander is a swoos.
Half a swan, half a goose, Alexander is a silly swoos.
There's no one kind, but he don't mind their slander.
La-di-da, la-di-da.
He's just disturbed because he's heard they're gonna cook his goosey gander.
I guess I'll have to run away. I know what they'll do if I stay. I'd rather be a refugee than duck or chicken fricassee.
Swoos, Alexander is a swoos, swoos. Alexander is a swoos, half swan, half goose.
Alexander is a swoos.
Oh, half a swan, yeah, half a goose. Alexander is a silly swoose.
Not quite a swan, not quite a goose. Why, your bill's too big and your feathers are all loose. No graceful neck and no pretty tail. You look like a dissipated quail. Poor Alexander.
I'm half swan and half goose.
Alexander is a swoose.
Record number 6 this week in 1941, Alexander the Swoos, half swan, half goose. That was the Kay Kaiser Orchestra, with vocals by Harry Babbitt, Jack Martin, Jenny Sims, and Max Williams. That would reach number 3. Now, the song was written by Frank Furlett, and Swoos would become the name of a B-17. Well, that plane was originally named Old Betsy, and it survived the raid on Pearl Harbor. And after flying a few missions over the Pacific, it was sent to Australia for repairs. Well, the tail of another B-17 was grafted on to Old Betsy, and Captain Weldon Smith of the 19th Bomb Group gave the repaired aircraft the nickname the Swoose, and they painted a half-swan, half-goose on the fuselage. And the Swoose currently resides at the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force in Dayton, Ohio. Also today on Seems Like Old Times, we're having a little celebration. This is our 20th anniversary. Yeah, our first show aired on May 6, 2006. Well, in that first episode, Our showcase feature was Instrumentals by Les Brown. And the first one we played was his theme song, Leapfrog. Leapfrog from Les Brown and his orchestra, one of the songs from our first show, which aired 20 years ago this weekend in 2006. So happy birthday to us. Well, that's it for hour number one. We'll come back and have more spring songs and more of the hits from this week in 1941 on Seems Like Old Times.